This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia claims one of its military vessels on Friday chased away a U.S. naval destroyer that attempted to violate Russian territorial waters during Russian-Chinese naval drills in the Sea of Japan, but Washington says it's not true. The U.S. military said its guided missile destroyer was conducting routine operations in international waters in the Sea of Japan when a Russian destroyer came within 60 meters of the American ship, though all interactions were safe and professional. Earlier, the Russian Defense Ministry said the crew of a Russian anti-submarine vessel had radioed a warning to the American ship that it was in an area closed to navigation due to exercises with artillery fire. It's the second time in 4 months Russia has said it chased a NATO member warship from its waters. In June, Russia accused a British destroyer of breaching its territorial waters off Crimea in the Black Sea and said it had forced it away. Britain also rejected Moscow's account of that incident, saying at the time its ship was operating lawfully in Ukrainian waters. Brazil's vice president said on Friday a deployment of soldiers to the Amazon rainforest will end just weeks before the global climate conference, where the administration aims to show commitment to curbing illegal deforestation. Nearly 3,000 soldiers have been in the Amazon for just over 3 months, working to prevent deforestation and man-made fires. The deployment is the third in President Jair Bolsonaro's administration, stemming from a decree signed in late June and was extended once already. That extension went through Friday. Find more at